Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Dallas County program brought to you today by Perry Fairway. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is our State Senator Jesse Green. That covers Green, Guthrie, and northwest part of Dallas County joining us today. So thank you very much, sir, for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me, Coltrane.
Well, let's talk about some of those things that were brought up in the governor's speech. She went over a multitude of different things. One thing I'd like for us to at least kick off the talk about, and obviously this has been brought up time and time again, even prior to the start of the legislative session, and that has to concern with school choice, school vouchers. And from what the governor has proposed, it's a bold one here, Senator Green, especially coming off of last year's sort of compromised bill to allow some funding to stay within some school districts by giving the majority of the public taxpayer money to students who want to go from public schools to private schools. There is thresholds on all that. This year, it seems like the gates are open for any student to become qualified to be able to have the full state funding per pupil to go to a private institution.
Yeah, no, it's. I think what's kind of led to this, it has surprised many about how bold this vision is. But when you think about it a little bit deeper, maybe it shouldn't be as surprising, because you go back to last year and the struggles that we had to pass her previous bill, which was a much more watered-down bill. But you had to, with the legislature that we had last year, we were trying to find that silver bullet that would be the ticket for legislators to get behind. But we just did not have the votes in the House. So the governor didn't just sit back and wait for the election cycle to go by. And she had her own race she could have just been focusing on, but she took some of her time and got involved in some of those Republican primaries to get the right candidates in office that would support her agenda. And a lot of people questioned whether that was the right thing to do or not, but as a result, she ended up getting many new Republicans winning those primaries and eventually the general election to support school choice. To top the cake, she won her own election by 19 points, which many view as a quite, how much more encouragement do you need than a 19-point win to make sure that there's more options for education becomes a reality for Iowa parents and students. So, but yes, her agenda this year is bold, and a lot of people say, well, is this an attack on public schools or whatever? And that's what I think is the most sad thing about this conversation, is it's school choice usually devolves into this public versus private debate, and it doesn't have to be that way at all. It's just, instead of funds going directly to the public schools, why not set aside some funds to be into an education account for the student to use for any accredited environment, whether that be public or private, unless there's some money that's left over in an account for them that was not spent on their tuition. They could use it for tutoring or other educational services. So at the start of her plan, it's only going to be for low-income families that earn less than $85,000 a year, and also for all kindergarten kids. And this will kind of give us a glimpse at how the public is going to respond to this change in policy. If this particular proposal passes that she laid in front of us, within 3 years, it'll be universal for all public or private students in the state of Iowa. So it's a lot more of a simple bill than last year's, and that might help it cross the finish line, too. Last year, some legislators got hung up on some of the details and just shied away from it.
And then I also understand that the governor has proposed a 2.5% state supplemental aid increase. That's kind of sort of more or less on par than the legislature has been able to pass the last couple of years. Do you see that as a fair increase, Senator Green, knowing the fact that inflation is, you know, more than triple that proposed amount?
That was another thing that kind of caught my eye. I was a little bit surprised at that. I was expecting maybe to see 3, 4, who knows, maybe even 5. I think a lot of people were a little bit surprised, but once you scratch underneath the surface a little bit, you start to see that there's some additional monies that are going to get freed up in order for schools to go towards teacher salaries and stuff like that that were not available prior to this proposal. And when you add that into the picture, you start seeing that it's going to equal more to 3 to 3.5%. That varies from school district to school district on new additional monies that will be available for them to spend that they couldn't otherwise. So the one thing that's been consistent for many, many, many years is that superintendents and school boards want more flexibility to spend their dollars how they please. And that is one thing that the governor hits out of the park with this proposal, is this is going to answer those requests.
All right. And then another thing to kind of just wrap up our program here was a bill that's already been introduced by Senator Brad Zahn, one of your colleagues, that would make school board elections become partisan, as in candidates would actually have to declare a political party, which has never actually happened when you talk about school board elections. Can you tell us, first of all, if there's any other details of that proposed bill that you know of at this time, Senator Green? And then secondarily, your just initial comment about that.
I don't think it was too long ago that I believe that we changed school board elections to match up with city council elections. And what was kind of driving that is that we desire to have more participation within school board elections. And that was one way to do it. Some states, I think there's a couple states that have it on the general election night. Personally, I would probably be more in favor of that. You can't get any more participation than joining up with the general election. But as far as declaring parties, I guess I have no leanings on that one way or the other. But the one thing I have thought is alarming is that, and I introduce a bill, a campaign finance bill, that would address some of the out-of-state money that's coming in for local elections. And I think there's something fundamentally wrong with out-of-state money going towards school board elections for legislative races and supervisors and whatnot. And I want to start that conversation of how can we protect some of these elections from that influence. And so that's why I introduced my bill. But without a doubt, there's a lot more attention being put at school board elections. And to me, that's a good thing, that there's more interest in that. We are blessed to have school boards be in control of their districts. And whatever we can do to keep that active and people paying attention to that, I'll support. But as far as making it partisan, I haven't really thought that issue out or have any opinion myself.
And then anything else you'd like to add about this opening week and getting your next year of legislative session underway?
Yeah, well, I'm very honored to chair my first committee, which is Local Government Committee. This is typically a non-controversial committee as far as some of the bills that come through. But this year in local government, the main conversation that's going to be taking place is on compensation board reform. Cities and counties, they look to compensation boards for guidance on how much they should increase their salaries or adjust their salaries. What has happened is that this has created, in certain circumstances, has taken away some of the power of elected officials to adjust or decrease salaries that they see that they need to make within their county. So some supervisors that you talk to want to eliminate compensation boards. Some just want reform. But at the end of the day, something needs to change with that, because it's very rare to run into a county supervisor that is happy with how compensation boards are put together right now. The other thing you're going to see coming through is a fun, non-controversial bill, but in regards to farmers markets applications. Right now, farmers markets participants have to get permits in each county, and I would like to make that uniform across the state, try to deregulate that and try to get rid of some of those unnecessary burdens. So it'll be some fun bills that I'll get the opportunity to oversee and drive the conversation, and I look forward to growing in this capacity as a legislature by chairing that committee.
And that was our State Senator Jesse Green joining us for the Let's Talk Dallas County program, brought to you today by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. We'll be right back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.